Well, actually, we had a pretty good drive, didn't we, honey? Right? Yeah. No, we stopped by a couple of touristy areas, as one should. You know, we never really got to travel a lot because of the, well, the workload is insane this year. But yeah, we traveled through a couple of some villages that had some really nice views, and they were wonderful, really. It was being in a different world for once. It's a nice breath of fresh air, right, honey? Yeah. Well, he had to do most of the driving, poor thing. But I mean, I was able to repay him with some food. Well, I paid for it, basically. And we prepared a couple of sandwiches, and it wasn't a bad trip, really. What did you think? Come on, it wasn't so bad, wasn't it? It was only like 6 hours. We've done more than that. Remember when we've gone up to Charlie's, really? That was a 8 hour, 9 hour trip. We had to do some shifting because it really was a harder ride since he was up in the mountains. Yeah. And overall, yeah, it was. I mean, I'm just happy that we're all able to be here together. How about you? How was your trip? Oh, that must have been really lovely. Yeah, I've always wanted to go there. Maybe next time, you know, when we're a little bit more rested up and we can take a couple more vacation days. I'm glad. Really? That's really nice. I'm really glad that we're able to like all come together, because it really seemed impossible at first, but hey, schedules aligned, you know? It's a Christmas miracle, we'd say. Sure, why not? A little bit unbearable, yeah? But hey, they're lovely people. Just not used to this many people. I honestly didn't think that they'd be able to have this many people in the family reunion considering the circumstances, but we do have big families, so it makes sense. Sorry for the joke about you driving, but I hope I was really able to pay it off. I mean, you can't deny some of those roadside blowjobs made you feel good. Of course, we can't talk about it here because it is a family dinner, but you know how it is. Besides, you quite enjoyed it yourself. You can't deny that. Oh, I can tell. I can tell, especially because you're rock hard right now, and don't think that I didn't see you trying to stare at my cleavage from time to time. You really like my outfit tonight, don't you? What if I told you I picked it specifically so I can get you hard tonight? At the family dinner, yeah. I don't know. You know, I always like to play with fire, and I thought this would be the ultimate test. Look, everyone is busy just talking with each other, and they're not going to turn their heads over to us. We're not the most interesting couple in the group. And you've got my sister over there, who's super fucking successful. I'm sure they'll have a lot of questions to ask her, and over there is my aunt, who, well, just took a trip to South America, and I'm sure everyone would love to hear about her adventures too. So it's just us, the sweet little boring couple, sitting here and listening to everyone's stories. Just try to remember to smile and nod, and we should be good, yeah? You know I love playing these little games, and you love it too. You really can't deny it right now because you're really fucking hard, and I can feel you twitching in my hands. Let me see what I'm really working with here, huh? Don't worry, they won't hear your zipper. It's super fucking loud in here, and don't forget, Benjamin is over there. The karaoke machine, it's insane how people are listening. just letting him hug that thing. But if he sings loud enough, no one would be able to hear. Smile. And remember to say yes or no to people. Ask. Just keep it nice and brief when people ask questions. You can do it. Or if you want, I can answer questions for you if you can't handle it. You know the drill. Let me see what we're working with here. There you are. So nice and hard and aching already, are we? As expected. You love it when I play games like this, so I'm just gonna lean towards the table like this and stare at your lovely eyes. You can pretend like you're telling me a story and I'm so engrossed in it. While I stroke your nice cock, hard and aching, and probably being driven crazy with all of these antics. You're twitching so much. Oh, fuck. Looks like Margaret is about to talk to us. Let's pretend that we're in deep conversation. Yeah, right? So insane how that happened. I'm just really glad that that coworker of yours is out of there, really. Seems like they're just heavy baggage at this point. Hey, Margaret! Yeah, sorry, we were talking about this work problem of his. It's really insane. No, it's a long story. But he's the best guy to tell the story, and maybe it might actually be a little bit better if we did it while we're in the living room a little bit later after dinner. Trust me, we don't want to spoil your food. Yeah, it gets really bad. It involves a lot of HR just trying to mediate things, and it was so messy. Really, it's just much better to have it over proper drinks later after dinner. Yeah. Oh, it's some really ridiculous stuff. So, talk to you later, yeah? Cool. See, I told you. Just keep a low profile, let me do the talking and the stroking. Well, it's funny because you just really can't stop staring at my tits, can you? And did you notice something really interesting? I'm not wearing a bra. Oh, they won't notice. I don't think they're the most observant group over here. We wouldn't be able to pull this off every fucking year if they weren't as observant as we thought they would be. So, you just relax. Let me take care of everything, sweetie. Just continue to smile and nod and pretend like you're listening to a story. Any story, really. Doesn't matter. You know what? Let's try and pinpoint ourselves to at least my sister's story right now. Pretend we're in conversation with them. They'll leave us alone. Don't worry. I can take point. Sis, Jesus! Wow, you have been working on so many things. I'm so excited. So, when is it going to publish? Yeah? Oh, wow. That soon, huh? I'm impressed. I'm really so fucking proud of you. And I'm sure your husband's proud of you, too. Well, if he were here, of course, but, I understand he has his duties, and I'm sure he can join us next time. No, don't think any of it, really. If Mom isn't bothered, I'm not bothered. If you're not bothered, I'm not bothered. Right? So tell me more about this book, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It sounds fucking wild. Yeah. Yeah. No. No, you're right. You're right. That perspective does need to be told. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it must have been really, must have been really hard for you to gather that perspective from others. Yeah. No, no, really. You know, I imagine it must have caused a couple of aches, really. Well, if that were me, I would be twitching at this point. Yeah, I don't think I'd have the patience that you'd have. Honestly, if it were me, I would have blown up already and released the damn thing too quickly. Yeah, no, understandable.
Great, now Mom is taking over the conversation. See, all we need to do is to be present from time to time, and they won't see a thing.
Oh, come on, did you really think that my puns were a little too harsh? I quite enjoy it myself. Besides, who are you to talk when you have some ridiculous dad jokes as well?
You like that last one, though? I probably wouldn't have the patience. I'd have blown up and released a little too quickly.
Oh my god, the way you just twitched at that one was so fucking cute.
You're positively aching right now. I wonder, do I have you come right here, right now, underneath the table? Unknowingly talking to us and pretending that everything is normal? Or do we excuse ourselves and do something else?
I don't know, I'm feeling a little frisky. I guess this is something that's up to me.
I do have control of your cock right now, though, so I get to do anything I want, such as massaging these big, heavy balls that are probably just begging to burst right now. Oh, I can feel how tense you are. Oh, you poor thing. But you love it anyways, right? You just love it so much when I get to play with your cock like this and use you for my amusement and entertainment. It's the best thing ever. Oh, shit. Eric's on the way here.
Hey, Eric. Yeah. No, actually, we're pretty famished. We'll join you later.
Yeah.
Save a couple of drinks for us, huh? Don't empty them so quickly. All right. See you.
Oh, that wasn't intentional. I didn't mean to say empty them quickly in that sense, but if you want to think of it that. Let them be, even if they drink my favorite beer. Well, that's okay. I'll last. Maybe I'll have a sip of my favorite drink instead. Do you know what it is? Water.
No. You're cum, silly. You already knew that. Back, you're expecting for that. Did you want me to just bend over and wrap my mouth around your cock and just take up every...
You have a good idea right there. I don't suppose we've ever done this before. Oh, it'd be quite fun indeed. But then you'd have to do your best to not react, not say anything. Just give me all of your load in my mouth as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And I will do my best. Do you think you can do that?
Well, this will be the greatest family dinner challenge of my life, and I look forward to doing it with you.
Over and over again, every single year, I am going to play with your cock while we're sitting down here, and no one will ever be the wiser. The prospect of it just turns me on so much, and if this helps you, I need to tell you.
So this is a bit of a torture for me and for you.
Of course, it's more torturous for you, but, well, it is what it is. you're getting close. I'm doing my best, dear. It's the way your cock feels, how hot and hard it is, how ready it is to just burst. God, relax a bit. You know your girls here to take care of you and make sure nothing goes wrong. We've never been caught now, and we will never be caught today. Just smile and wave, and we'll be fine. We'll find the perfect opportunity soon. In fact, now that I think about it, Benjamin over there is singing my way. He's about to hit a really high note. And if he hits it right, the family will expectedly turn their heads around and clap. And when that happens, I'm going to bend over under the table and take as much cum as I can. And then I'll clean you up with my hands if need be. We have to do it in perfect timing. Are you ready? Alright. He's about to get there. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Give me every drop of that cum, baby. You know you want it. You know you want it. He's getting closer to the top of that note. Come on, baby. You've got this. Prove to me that we've got this. Come on. I'll be so fucking proud of you if we can pull this off. And I promise you. God, this is such a fucking turn on. It's such a fucking thrill. Come on, baby. You've got this. You've got this. Come for me. Come for me. There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. And...
Oh, I'm okay. I just dropped my phone. Yeah. Uh-huh. I should be able to, get right here. Ah. Yeah.
Ah, hi.
Yeah, I was clapping and, watching Benjamin over there and, well, everything, well, my phone just dropped, so. Whoopsies. It's fine now. It's fine. Ah. God, he's so good, isn't he, honey? It's impressive. Oh, sorry, I had a little bit of your sauce here. But really, your steak sauce is so good. I'm impressed. I didn't think white sauce would actually be great for steak, and really, my personal opinion, I think there should be no sauce when it comes to steaks, but your recipe for this is just so good. You have to teach me later. Yeah. Yeah, I'm... You know me. I do love being in the kitchen. Okay. Sure, I'd love to. Just send me an email about it. Cool. How about you, honey? What do you think about the steak and the sauce? It's wonderful, isn't it? I just can't help myself when it comes to great meats. I just... my mouth just waters. And this sauce is just incredible. So I'd love to have your recipe. Anyways, I think we should join Eric for some drinks, right? Oh, did you want to freshen up a bit? Sure, let me join you. Yeah, I'll wait. We have to go. And it's wonderful hearing your story, sis. Why don't you join us later for some drinks too, huh? When you're done telling mom about everything. Cool. See you then.
Guess we're beating tonight.